USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead, and first responders continue to conduct search and rescue missions after part of a condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida, early Thursday morning. Dozens of Miami-Dade fire rescue units are on the scene trying to find survivors. Abigail Crosby, a visitor from Virginia, was staying at a resort next door when the condo collapsed.
My reaction was panic mode. I just threw the phone down and raced to pick up my aunt's kids and try to get them out.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, at least 99 people remain unaccounted for. Gas prices are expected to remain above $3 a gallon for most of the summer. That's according to GasBuddy.com, which is also reporting the national average for a gallon of gasoline is expected to be $3.11 during the 4th of July holiday. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Accenture. As organizations around the world make plans for their people to return to the workplace, many are wondering, what do employees actually want? According to the latest report from Accenture, 83% of people say a hybrid model is optimal, where individuals will have the ability to work remotely between 25% and 75% of the time. This report, titled The Future of Work, Productive Anywhere, found that 40% of individuals feel they can be productive and healthy anywhere, either fully remote or on-site or a combination of the two. As the hybrid workplace emerges, Christy Smith, Senior Managing Director and Global Lead of Talent and Organization, Human Potential at Accenture.
There's a pattern emerging in the post-pandemic workforce, the productive anywhere worker. As responsible leaders, we need to pivot the future of work dialogue to not just be about location, but to also address what drives the productivity, health, and resilience of our people.
To find out more, visit Accenture.com.
Vice President Harris is set to visit El Paso, Texas on Friday so she can get a look at the illegal immigrant surge at the border. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar tells Fox News he's happy that the vice president is taking action and going down to the border.
Glad that she's going down to the border because that is part of her job portfolio, number one. And number two, the epicenter is down there in the lower Rio Grande, the lower part of my district down there.
Republicans argue that the vice president should have visited the border a long time ago. Rudy Giuliani's New York law license was suspended by a court that concluded he made false statements in an effort to reverse the 2020 election results. The suspension is pending the outcome of a hearing where Giuliani's lawyers will have the opportunity to challenge the allegations. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Some fans are crying foul after taking a look at the COVID protocols when it comes to the Olympics.
The opening of the Tokyo Olympics is just a month away, and some are questioning some of the COVID rules that the athletes will have to compete under. They include an alcohol ban in the Olympic Village, having athletes download several apps that will track their whereabouts, and the possibility of being fined or removed from the games for violating the rules. But Olympic legend Michael Johnson says none of that will matter when the competition starts. The four-time gold medal-winning sprinter tells CNBC that once the athletes get to Tokyo, they'll get on with the business of competing.
They're going to stay focused on the prize. I mean, these athletes have been training for, you know, most of their adult life for this. They've been delayed by a year. They've had the uncertainty last spring as to whether the Olympics were going to be postponed or go on as scheduled in the summer of 2020. And now they know that they're actually going to happen. So they've been preparing to go out there. Once on the field to play or on the track or in the gym, in the pool, they're going to get on with the business of competition.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Department of Education announced on Wednesday that all public educational institutions nationwide must recognize gender identities of trans people, including allowing biological males to use female facilities such as restrooms and compete in female sports. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.